The Battle of Hastings is probably the most famous of all the battles to have taken place in Britain, and one of particular significance in shaping the history of the nation, as it paved the way for the Norman occupation of the whole of England and put William, Duke of Normandy, on the throne. The region of Normandy is, of course, part of present-day France. The battle was fought on October the 14th, 1066, between the National Army led by King Harold II and the invading army of William, later referred to in history books as William the Conqueror. His claim to the throne originated in a promise he claimed his cousin, Edward the Confessor, had made to him that he was the next in line for the throne. Edward reigned between 1042 and 1066, and after his death, it was Harold who was crowned king rather than William. In fact, and this may seem a little strange, but remember history is full of strange things, which is what makes it so fascinating really, Harold's own brother, Tostig, supported William's claim to the throne. However, Tostig was slain by Harold at the Battle of Stamford Bridge, which took place in Yorkshire on September the 25th, just a few weeks before the Battle of Hastings. After their victory at Stamford Bridge, the Anglo-Saxon troops, which consisted of about 7,000 men, had a long march back from Yorkshire. They finally stopped and set up camp at a place now known as Senlac Hill, which is just 6.5 miles northwest of the town of Hastings. Here, they got ready for William's attack. Meanwhile, William's forces had landed on the English coast near Hastings, having crossed the English Channel by ship. While Harold's troops were composed exclusively of infantry, William had brought with him both infantry and cavalry. Early in the morning, on October the 14th, William led his Norman troops into attack, but initially they failed to dislodge the Anglo-Saxons from their vantage point on Senlac Hill. When, however, a section of the Norman army turned and fled, several of Harold's units pursued them, despite orders to the contrary from Harold. These units were surrounded and killed by the enemy, and, sensing a lack of order and discipline amongst the Anglo-Saxon troops, William came up with a brilliant plan. He ordered his men to pretend to retreat, and his stratagem resulted in the capture of the large number of Anglo-Saxon troops who were pursuing them. When Harold was wounded by an arrow in the eye, an injury that led to his death, the remaining Anglo-Saxon troops, by now weakened and demoralised, abandoned their strategic position at the top of the hill. As they did so, they were attacked by William's cavalry, who easily overpowered them. It was the end for the Anglo-Saxon army, and the beginning of a new era in English history. For those of you interested in this period of history, a visit to Bayeux in Normandy is recommended. Here, the famous Bayeux tapestry depicting events from this time is on display. The tapestry is so named not because it was made in Bayeux, but because that is where it ended up some centuries after it was completed. In fact, the tapestry is almost certainly the work of English embroiderers from the town of Winchester, where it is thought William himself commissioned the work.